Hello, and welcome to the Tech Doctor Podcast. This is Robert, and today we're going to explore exactly how the sausage is made here at the Tech Doctor Podcast. I don't know how many people have asked me how I go about editing this podcast on the Mac. And so today, I'm going to take you behind the scenes and show you how I use an audio editor called Sound Studio to edit this podcast. Now, there are a number of audio editors for the Mac. I happen to prefer Sound Studio, but GarageBand and Amadeus Pro are two other excellent audio editors that do work with VoiceOver. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go back to the unedited recording of the most recent podcast that I did with Allison Mervis. And as I always tell folks who are podcasting with me, when you start a paragraph and you realize you'd like to say it a different way, just say, I'm going to start that one over, and we will let you try it again, and I will simply edit out the first attempt. And that's what I did with Allison at the very beginning of the podcast when she first introduced herself. She decided that she wanted to go about the introduction in a slightly different way and said she was going to start over. So I'm going to switch over to Sound Studio and play the unedited version of that introduction. And I'm going to pause Sound Studio playback just after Allison says that she's going to start over. And we'll go from there, showing you how I edit that little piece of audio. You'll hear VoiceOver announce that we've moved into the Sound Studio window, and then you'll hear the playback of that podcast begin. Here we go.
Sound Studio, Scott 20120.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to the Tech Doctor Podcast. Nice to have you back listening again. Today, we're going to talk with yet another Allison. We talked with Allison Sheridan last week from California. And today we have with us Allison Mervis, also from California. And Allison piqued my interest when she did a couple things that I've recently learned about that I was reading about on Twitter. We'll leave those as a surprise and get into them in a minute. But before we do that, Allison, thank you for being on the Tech Doctor Podcast. And take a minute to say hi and tell us a bit about yourself, if you will.
Great. Well, hello, everybody, and thank you so much for having me, Robert. I really appreciate it. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Allison Mervis, as Robert said, and actually, I'm going to start that over again, if you don't mind.
Okay. So I just pressed the comma key in Sound Studio, which pauses the audio, and then when you press the space bar, the audio resumes from the point at which you paused it. What I'm going to do now is use the scrub feature in Sound Studio that lets you quickly move backward or forwards through the audio and listen to little snippets of the audio as you're moving so that you can tell where you are. To scrub in Sound Studio, use the 1 key to move backward and the 2 key to move forward. And I'm going to start the audio playing, use the 1 key, and scrub back to the point where I ask Allison to introduce herself. I'm going to pause at that point so that I can set a marker there to be the place where I want to begin my edit. Here we go.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Say hi and tell us a bit about yourself, if you will. Okay. So I just paused Sound Studio, again with the comma, and I'm going to press the letter M, as in Mike, to set a marker here marking this position. That's done. Now I'm going to play the file again from this point, and I'm going to stop the playback at the point where Allison takes a breath. I'm going to set a second marker there so that we can work with the audio that will be positioned between the two markers. Here we go.
Great. Well, hello, everybody, and thank you so much for having me, Robert. I really appreciate it. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Allison Mervis, as Robert said, and actually, I'm going to start that over again, if you don't mind.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're listening with headphones, you just heard Allison take a breath, getting ready to start her introduction over. And that's where I pause the file. I'm going to press M to set a marker here. And now I have two markers set. And what I can do is use the Option plus left arrow and Option plus right arrow to move between the markers. So since I'm already sitting at the second marker, I will press Option left arrow, which I've now done, and that will position me back at the first mark. So I'm going to play a little bit from here so that you can see that we're back at the first mark.
Great. Well, hello, everybody, and thank you so much for having me, Robert. I really appreciate it. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Allison Mervis, as Robert said.
Okay, so that's the first mark. I'm going to push Option right arrow, move to the second mark, play a little bit of that from that point, and you can hear that this is the beginning of the second attempt at the introduction.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Robert. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. And hello, everyone. My name is Allison Mervis. I am totally blind, and I am originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I now live in Northern California.
All right. So what we want to do now is actually select that audio that is in between those two markers. We want to select it so that we can delete that selection. And the way that we do that is we press the Option and Shift key. Because just like with a word processor, the Shift key in Sound Studio allows me to select text that gets passed over when you press the left and right arrow keys. So if I press Option Shift left arrow, that's going to cause the audio pointer to move back to that first marker and select all the audio that's between the two markers. I've now done that, and so I'm going to play the file, and what you will hear is the material that is currently selected.
Great. Well, hello, everybody, and thank you so much for having me, Robert. I really appreciate it. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Allison Mervis, as Robert said, and actually, I'm going to start that over again, if you don't mind.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't touch any keys to pause the file. It paused at that breath, because that's where the selection ended. So, as you can see, when you have audio selected and you use the play option by pressing the space bar, Sound Studio plays you that selection. Now what I'm going to do is press the delete key, which will delete that selected audio from the file. That has been done. Now I'm going to start the audio playing. I'm going to use the one key to scrub back to the point where I'm inviting Allison to introduce herself, and you'll be able to hear that all we have now is just the second introduction. Here we go.
Well, thank you so much.
If you bit about yourself, if you will.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Robert. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. And hello, everyone. My name is Allison Mervis. I am totally blind, and I am originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I now live in Northern California, about 50 miles north of San Francisco.
Okay. So, as you can see, what we've done is cleaned up this audio. And you would never be able to tell by listening to it that this was the second introduction. So really, I hope I have given you an example of how you can do basic editing and just how efficient it really is using Sound Studio with nothing but audio. Obviously, I'm doing this without being able to see anything on the screen, but I can use the keyboard commands and careful listening to the audio to do all the editing. So I hope this helps. If you have questions or want more information, feel free to contact me at the Tech Doctor Gmail address, which is techdoctor123@gmail.com. That is spelled techdoctor123@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and so long from the Tech Doctor.